Die Chazor sagt nicht, dass Baruch Hashem sagt, wenn Yehudim sagt, warum darf man hey? Sagt mir schon, wenn die Gartige Kabbanis brought by Goyim, one would not be chayiv kores for pigel, noiser or tomei. Also, one who shechs him outside of Migdash would be potter. This is the view of Rav Shimon. However, Rav Yosi says one would be chayiv. Sagt mir, Brisa says, with regard to Kachrim of Goyim, Rav Shimon says one may not have hanor from them, but would not be over me'il if he did. One would not be chayiv kores for pigel, noiser and tomei on account of them. They cannot make another animal into tamura, and the Goyim don't bring the sachem along with the kabbanis, although the carbon is required to have the sachem along with it. Rav Yosi says, in my view, in all these halachas is a machmer, because the pasuk regarding the kabbanis of Goyim says, Lahashem. The Brisa says, when does Rav Shimon say that the one who benefits from it would not be over me'ila, that's only in regard to the carbon of a goy. However, if the goy gave kodshe bedek habayis, there would be me'ila attached to it. The Gemara says like this, one may not have hanor, but one would not be over me'ila. The Gemara explains that the Brisa means he may not have hanor based on gzeira derabbanon, but there's no me'ila because he learns me'ila from a gzeira shava from truma, and regarding truma, the pasuk says b'nei Yisrael, which teaches that it doesn't apply to kabbanis of goyim. The Brisa also said one would not be chayiv kores for pigel noiser or tomei on account of them. The Gemara explains pigel is learned from gzeira shava from noiser. Noiser is learned from gzeira shava from tumah. And regarding tumah, the pasuk says b'nei Yisrael. The Brisa then said they cannot make another animal into tamura. The Gemara explains this is a hekesh between tamura and animal meiser behema, and there's another hekesh between meiser behema and meiser dogon. And regarding the meiser dogon, the pasuk says b'nei Yisrael. How can something that was learned through a hekesh then be used to teach further through a hekesh? And for tomorrow, this is only not allowed regarding matters of kodshim, and ma'aseh dogon is not kodshim. That's true if we follow what's teaching over here, the teacher, so to say, when determining if something is kodshim. But if we look at what's being learned, it is kodshim, it's tamura. And for tomorrow, rather, ma'aseh behema is an obligatory carbon that has no fixed time to be offered. Such a carbon is brought only by Yidden. A Hekesh then teaches that the same is true for Tzmura, that it also can only be created for the Kabbanis of Yidden. Brisa then said, the Goyim don't bring Nesachim. The Mar explains, the Brisa says, the Pasuk regarding Nesachim says Ezrach, which teaches that only Yidden bring Nesachim, not Goyim. However, the Pasuk says Kocha, which teaches that their Kabbanis do have to have Nesachim. So either they have to give money and we buy the Nesachim, or we bring the Nesachim from the Mois of the Tzibur. The Brisa says regarding kodesh bedek habayis given by a goy, there would be me'ila. The Mar explains that he holds that the me'ila is learned from teruma, and therefore is limited to bnei Yisrael only when it's like teruma in that it has physical kedusha. However, if the item only has monetary kedusha, it would not be limited to the pasuk of bnei Yisrael. Zokmar Vaita, Brisa says if blood became tomei and was then offered on the mizbeach, if it was done b'shoyrig, the carbon is accepted. If it was done b'meizid, the carbon is not accepted. This is for the carbon yochid. With regard to carbon sibur, it's accepted whether it was done b'shoyrig or b'meizid. With regard to carbon of goyim, whether it was done b'shoyrig or b'meizid, it's not accepted. The Rabbanon said to Rapapa, this Brisa would seem not to follow Rabbi Yosi, because he says the carbon of a goy is treated in all respects like the carbon of a yid. Rapapa said, even Rabbi Yosi would agree with this Brisa, because the pasuk regarding the tzitz says lohem, which teaches that the tzitz only brings acceptance to the carbon of a yid, not for the carbon of a goy. Fact, Mar Avuna, the son of Rav Nosson, said to Rapapa, the pasuk regarding tumah says asher heim makdishim, which according to you should limit tumah to the kabbanos of yidden, and yet Rabbi Yosi said it applies to the kabbanos of goyim as well. Evgmar, rather, Rav Ashi said, the pasuk regarding the tzitz says lerotzoin lohem, and goyim are not fit for finding favor, so to say, in the eyes of Hashem. Zukt, the next Mishnah, things for which one would not be chayiv on them for pigel, like the karmis kataris, like etc., like we learned in the earlier Mishnah, so one would still be chayiv on them for noiser and tomei, except for blood. Rav Shimon holds that one is chayiv only when he eats something that's normally eaten, but for eating wood, levoina, or kataris, one would not be chayiv for eating them when there is tumah. Zukt Mar Brisa says, we would think to say that one should only be chayiv for tumah on something that has a matir, meaning either for people from Mizbeach, based on the kalvachem from pigel. If pigel, for which one is chayiv, a fixed chatos, and for even one period of awareness, and which has no exceptions to its rule, and one is only chayiv on something that has a matir, either for people or for the mizbeach, then for tumah, for which one is only chayiv a carbon oil of a yoyrid, and only when there are two periods of awareness, and which has exceptions to its rule, by bazoi, one should surely only be chayiv for something that has a matir, either for people or for the mizbeach. The pasuk therefore says, asher hei makdishim li, which comes to apply the halachas of tumah to all karbanos. We would think that one would be chayiv for tumah from the moment the carbon is made kadosh. The pasuk therefore says, yikra. And Rabbi Elazar explains this to mean that one is only chayiv when it's ready to be offered. This means that if it's a carbon that has a matir, it's considered to be ready once the matir has been offered. And if it has no matir, it's considered to be ready when it's made kadosh in a kli sharis. We now have the source that tumah applies even to kabbanis that have no matir. But how do we know that noiser applies to them as well? We have Gzeir Shava of Chilul from Tumah. Why not learn from the Gzeir Shava of Ovin from Pigel, which would teach that it only applies when there is a Matir? And it's more logical to learn it from Tumah because it's similar to Tumah that they're both a psul of the Guf as opposed to a Pigel, which comes through intent. They both don't come about from the application of blood, and they are both referred to in the Pasuk as Chilul. Maybe it makes more sense to learn from Pigel because they're both similar in that they have no exception to the rules. The Tzitz does not remove these psulim. They don't make the carbon Tumah. They're both related to time. They're both a psul of the carbon itself as opposed to Tumah, which refers to where the person eating it is Tumah. In fact, there are more ways that it's similar to Pigel and to Tumah. And from a rather nice it was learned from the Brice of Rebbe Levi, which says that the fact that the Pasuk regarding Tumah says Velo Yechalilu instead of Velo Yechalu, we learn from that the Pasuk is referring to two things, Tumah and Noiser.